Welcome to the complete unprepared V-decoded Dark City show. I'm Chava, your host for the next hour. Thanks, Bob, for operating. And today I want to talk about solutions. So if anybody wants to come in and have a good solution, he's welcome. But first, I like to talk a little bit about the whole situation, what is going on. It's very tense at the moment. It's like how I call it, the peak of duality. People get stressed out. People get want to do more and more and more. And I think the most important point in that whole, how we can call it, scam debunking or conspiracy theories or changing the world or anything, is to not fall in a paradigm of fear, hate, angry. And I think that is the biggest challenge for everybody, even to watch like some when we discover what is happening in Boston, what we're going to discuss Wednesday, by the way. But also the whole what the developing in OPPT and all this false flag, false light, and false ideas of solutions. And of course, the subject of solution is also individual. I think not everybody want the same. Many people want to change something, want a different world, but are they really ready to change something when it comes to themselves? That is, of course, a question I ask myself too. What I'm ready to change on myself, that the whole world around or the people around me or my own situation change? And I just think that there is no prefabricated solution for everybody. That is, of course, something that there are common solutions for people who want to work in the same idea. Basically, the ones who want to awake or make something for the planet, they also wish that the planet is in a better shape. Therefore, we also have to say that how we can use cars. Of course, there are other cars, hidden technologies, all these kind of things. Last week, I talked about the whole situation with Babylon and the whole influence in the whole education, healthcare, politics, money, religion, and all this. And I think it's a simple solution to start to get out of it. That is, of course, to start to think for yourself what is good for you. And like last 2 days ago, somebody, I tried to explain him a lot of things. And if you make research and you wander already since 20 years and you observe the whole thing, you cannot have the same knowledge or ideas or false ideas. I have to admit that myself, I don't mind to admit my errors if with an information I'm wrong, to change my own mind. I think the only way to get really closer to the reality is to admit that you went in a wrong direction and to change the direction. That is all what we can do. Of course, I was also listening to Alex Jones and Ike and all this, but there was always something strange in some messages I get out of it or I don't get out of it. And I think the messenger itself is not important. It's only the message that comes out that is useful for yourself, that helps yourself in your own awakened journey or in all how you want to call it. But in your own journey, that helps this kind of different way of thinking. I think that is the main thing. And finally, everybody have to make his own choice in which direction. I call it like that. Always going to Rome, but everybody have to take his own. And there is no prefabricated idea or plan or direction to go. I think everybody, if you want to go somewhere, you have to take your own journey. You have to go on the left and the right side when it fits for yourself. Different solutions we can start, like with healthcare. Also, all the solutions I say, that is like how I apply it for myself. I lived with homeopathic and herbs and tea and a lot of fever, and I went through all this and refused through my whole life to get anything chemical inside of me. Same thing for my kids. I refused from the beginning, even if it was a hard combat, to not vaccine them. Luckily, here in Switzerland, we can refuse it. Of course, in some countries, they just make it. But also with the vaccines, yourself, if you want to travel around and stuff. Okay, we are back. Some technical issues. Vaccines. When she had to get the vaccines, they came with the 3 vaccines. And she was saying, no, this is not the vaccine I want to take. So even when you say that you refuse it, they try to sneak it in yourself, in your body. And they also want to, like in Switzerland, they will make a book for the whole country where your vaccine is stored in a database, so that they can be sure anytime. And then you can even put it maybe in your passport. And even when you travel around, they know exactly what kind of vaccines you have or not. Big brother, more and more. Well, when we go to the food, it's also a question to ask how to get healthy food. And that is, of course, grow your food yourself. Growing your food yourself is not only saving money, it's your money. We also have to think about if the stores close around us for even a couple of days, what happened? Or if like the supply is suddenly is over, what are we going to do? Here in Switzerland, everybody have a gun at home. I don't think if you come in this kind of situation to ask for a kilo of sugar, they will welcome you. They will come out with the gun. Of course, not everybody and not everywhere, and the people can get very solidar in kind of situation. But I think that is the main thing. We also don't have to forget that the system is hijacking everything. In this sense, even the I saw an article yesterday about growing, like to making in the big places in the middle of the city to make their own food, and that in a way we also don't have to forget that is killing the farmers. The farmers, like in France, is already one farmer per day suicide himself because of this Agenda 21. They take away, they lower the milk price to produce it somewhere else in South America, and so on and on. I think, I don't like the word organization. That is a little bit, or groupment or anything. But I think everybody can find some same-minded people and start like their little community that not everybody have to do. Work his ass up, and everybody else is just hanging around. I think if you really search people, and there is different communities are going up, and of course the question is always, as soon as you have community, you have to have some rules, and then do you agree with the rules or not, or who making the rules, or how the rules are implanted. I grew up in a school that there was all a couple of rules around, and the people always complain about it. But my father, he was the director, he had to handle it, all this bunch of people, you know. So in a way, if you have no rules at all, and I saw it from both sides. I was leader in a band. I always refused over 10 years. I refused to be a leader in the band. I want to make it everybody together. But problem is, not everybody think until the end of the subject, and he's always interested to vote for it. That is like a little bit somebody who talk about the politicians and stuff. You say, do you really think a politician can do something? What can a politician change in the world? First, does he know how he could change something? Secondly, Can he change something? Most of the answer is no. Then he have to go higher up, because they already know that a simple politician can change nothing. So he have to go higher up, as higher and higher up. And as long when he arrived to be president, he cannot decide anything. So who can say that politics makes sense? Makes no sense. Make no sense. And the most of the people know it. After we come also to the lie again, how much lie do you allow in a private, in a friendship? How much lies do you accept? I think the most of the people, they don't accept lies in a friendship. Therefore, how can you trust a government if you know already that they have to lie? Oh, they have to lie because they cannot say it to everybody, because not everybody could understand it. And why? Why could we not understand it, what they are doing? No, we understand that they can do shit. And that is the problem. And the people vote and they are still believe that the vote is making a difference. But if you vote a politician, you vote for what? You vote for a party who decide the decisions who are already taken by a government and the direction they have to take. Then you have the whole lobby. They don't read that stuff. Most of the politicians, they don't read. They don't read how that laws thing and that stuff. They wait until the lobby guy come with the money. And so already politics is completely unuseful, is to make an illusion that that they are doing something. Of course, solutions is for everybody. I think many people have ideas how you can save the world, or save the nature, the humanity, the money, and all that different thing. But I think basically we have to rethink fundamentally everything. It's not that we just can change this and then everything will go good. Therefore, we have to keep the ideas just open also to other ideas and better ideas. And today, of course, the whole system lock up all the good ideas who could really bring change, like for electricity or for food production or for anything like that. If it don't make profit, they don't do it. And in case it could even stop another production where you have a lot of profit, then you lock it up and nobody hear about it. We was in health. We also can talk about the gas. The gas they producing, they produced in after the Second World War. They put aluminium. It's I don't find the name. They put another substance, a really toxic substance, who blow up the cancer statistics straight up. This is added by the government because they could not watch what the farms produce as fuel and what the government sold as fuel. So they had to add something, and they could not just add a color. They had to be able to control if that was inside. So that is a huge health issue. All the like Rick was talking about yesterday, about the whole cannabis suppression, who could solve so much things. Solutions. When I think about solutions, I think that the companies, the government will not bring the solutions. You will not see it on the TV, at least not for now. This kind of information, the people have to look for themselves. And that is, of course, it takes a lot of time. But I think if we want to give more time for the next generations to come, that they maybe have better solutions and facing a better world or a better planet, they should do it. They should really take time to see what they can do themselves. It's not like to make huge projects for all over the planet It's really to start around what you can do for yourself. That is, of course, the first part to start with any kind of solutions, and to check out other people, other ideas, and not to wait. To wait, I think that is a big part of not doing. We're going to listen to a song. This song is also from Moon Rises and called Respect. Play it up.
Not every man can be a cowboy. Not every man can drive a car. Not every man can be a pilot. But every man deserves respect so far.
Respect. We are on still on the unprepared, be decoded, Dark City show. Yeah, I mean, respect and love is, of course, the solution, I would say, to hold in mind. Also for me is the do not harm and free choice. And that is a subject on itself. Do not harm. When do we don't harm? I mean, if we step in the grass, do we harm or do we not harm? If we use the car, we pollute Do we harm? Do we not harm? And this can go very far. And I know that myself, I know that I put certain limits on that do not harm to be able to do less harm in general. But again, it is always like a sacrifice we have to do in some way. We also can talk about eating animal or not eating animal. I think that is, again, a personal choice. But do we harm? Do we not harm? What happened with the salad? If we kill the salad and eat it, if we cook something, we can go very far in that. But in the principle, if we talk about this already about do not harm other people, I think it's not really difficult to know what to harm and what do not harm. I see that also in a lot of discussions I have on Facebook or on other places is the way you put the words. A lot of people they fall quickly in judgment, and already these ones, you know, that they hate judgment. So what I do is asking questions, turn it in a questions. But if you want to know something further, start to ask the basic question. And I also try to never heat up myself. I have to say that I don't always arrive. Sometimes I get also blow up. Now I also decide that with the guys who are in fully OPPT, you can explain shit to them now. It is like the whole solution what they have. Even they talk about they have the good new world order who will bring the military in and don't care if somebody get arrested in your office or in your family, because this one could be one of the bad guy. Come on. I mean, that kind of shit goes so far that these guys don't really realize anymore that what could be behind such kind of thing. And I just decide that I continue to expose it, but to discuss with this kind of people who are opted. They are opted. It's like they are full contracted with their whole mind and body and soul. It's very sad to see this kind of things, because this kind of people realize also like our system is corrupt. But just to fall in another false illusion, false light, and false beliefs, and jump from cage to cage, I think this kind of things is really to avoid. On the other side, it's really not to follow anybody. It just have to fit with your feelings, with your heart. That is the most difficult thing to learn, to know where the heart is really going and to accept the choices of the heart, because sometimes the head will just say you are just crazy, stupid, and don't do it. I did it. And of course, a lot of people told me you're stupid, you are crazy, you are this nonsense and blah, blah, blah. But I just decide to do it this way, and I can admit that it is really not the most easiest way, but it's the most real way. In the end, what we can hold with some kind of lies or illusion, I think nobody's really happy in this kind of situation. This is the basic thing that everybody can do for himself. Again, that is like a personal choice. What kind of things you want to participate? I would more say not to follow anything, more to participate in something and to be open also for other ideas or to change the direction. It's also when you have expectations, so you have deception. So if you don't have expectations, so you don't have any deception. And this way also to more flow in the whole thing, and not to put any other limit, because It's the same like from jumping from cage to cage. It's the same from jumping from limit to limit. A lot of people, when they see, oh, this reality, like they told us on the TV, is not good. So what is the next? So they jump just, oh, Alex Jones, that is what he's saying. Oh, David Icke, and then, oh, shit. And then it's like another religion. It's exactly like OPPT. It's like another religion. Everything what they're saying is 100% sure. I just say to the people, ask questions, and ask questions. And when the questions are refused, or you have the feeling it is not a good question, then you have a doubt. And as soon as you have a doubt, we continue to question it. And until you are really happy with the answer you get, and if your heart feels like this is the good answer, then we have another problem. The other problem is that something that fits for me today does maybe not fit for you today. But if you hear it tomorrow from somebody else in another circumstance, maybe the exact same message will make sense to you. That is, for everybody is the same. Everybody goes in his own speed and his own direction, and that is how it should be. If you get some new ideas and you follow these ones, I think, again, not because you are awake and you get the kind of reality, you are not allowed to change the cup. That is very important, I think. It's evolving. The whole universe is evolving, and we are in a time where everything is evolving so quickly. I mean, if all the research I done and fully 100% in my research, I learned so much, and it's really, you don't need to have scales. I have no professional paper, nothing. I just started to make working on a farm. I worked to build houses, to make isolation, to and then when I start to make the music and nobody was around.
Space. Please bring me to that place.
We are back. We are overload whole server with over 300,000 listeners. So Anonymous had to push out down. We are Monday, and Anonymous said that they want to bring down the internet. So we have a lot of problems tonight. That place is a very important part, because I think the most important thing is to concentrate on what we want to create with our own, for our own future, for the future, for our children's, for humanity, and also to focus and not to lose that focus for yourself. This can take very much time, and a lot of people listen about the secret and what is that already? The attention. To create things by thought, and I think that is true. The only problem is if you use this only for egoistic purpose, it will hit you back, because it have to happen for everybody's purpose, like for the do not harm purpose. So if you wish something for yourself, wish it for everybody, if you think that everybody would need that. But if you only do it for yourself, for your own purpose, I think it will hit you back badly. I also think that where your attention goes, the energy flows. And it's also a very important part. We get distracted by the system, even if you refuse it big time. I think you can go anywhere on the planet today if after a while the system or the pollution will attract you. We will have to face it. One time you have to face it. And I think we are on a very important part where we can face it. We are able to do it. A lot of people wake up and see that at least that something is wrong. And what is really wrong? Everybody struggle with that. And I think the purpose is to search. Continue to search, admit that you was in the wrong way, and you change the cup and say, no, in my research that conclude that is like that, and also accept other people's thought about things. But again, if we entered in a judge way and say, like, these ones are completely bullshit, this one are completely bullshit, everybody is searching and everybody have a part of his truth. That, of course. And everybody... I think also that everybody want to do the best with what he can. And it's another important point also that if we see policemen who just follow orders and stuff, they are in the illusion that they are doing good. But they have also the attention to doing good. That is also somebody who try to tell people that God is the savior and blah, blah. They also think they are doing good and very good. And they tell you and insist in the street that you take this crap of Jesus Christ and stuff with you. And if it don't fit for you, why they have to insist like that? If it's really the savior, why they would care that you take these papers with you and that you read it? I mean, if you are interested yourself, you can get it and you will have it. They don't have to insist to give you anything of their religion on it. That insisting part was for myself very rejecting. If somebody came that it have to be, it must be, and it is like that, and he don't even think about himself. I talk with a lot of priests and guys who try to convert somebody to his religion. And even when I was 60 or 80, the guys didn't follow my conversation. They was not able to answer the most of the question. It was like, oh, no, it's because it is like that. Yeah, but then explain it. If it's for you, it is like that, then explain how you see it, that it could be like that. It makes no sense what you are saying. So please explain further. So as soon as any explanation stops, that means also that you don't... that is also because of experience. You know something when you really experienced it. All the rest, you can say that is from hearing saying, and or saw on the TV or anything else. But I saw a lot of information before I went in countries, and that my own impression was not at all the same that then the people say. When I came to Beirut in June after the bombing of Israel, I really was not sure if I came back. And the people was like, what, you had the courage to come here? And thank you. And it was very cool. I really liked it. And the people very open. And of course, I was in Beirut itself. I think also when you go a little bit more outside, but that is everywhere. Like the people hate themselves. Even in Portugal, you have the river in Porto, and everything what is down the river is like the others, and the one upper is like the others, and the upper is like the farmers, and the ones down are more like the good guys or whatever. And this is also created because of football. Football is for me still the first reason for racism in the world, and not racism because of race, but because of separation. At least it creates a lot of separation, even in cities itself, in villages against another village. And well, I was never very much sport in any kind of competition. I think life is itself not really a competition, at least not when we have the mind to think and take choices. That is what I think. I want also to talk about the Anonymous. That is, I always see popping up that Anonymous. I have, since long time, I have a little strange feeling about that, because anybody could be it. That's why it calls Anonymous. And what they're really doing, we don't really have proof of it. So, in a sense that Anonymous is so much promoted even in the mainstream media, that is for me a little bit alarm ring belling, bell ringing. a lot of these attacks they did, and we just get hear from newspaper that somebody get attacked. They say some numbers, some hundreds of thousands thing was leaked, was getting out. But first, we don't know who is behind. We don't know who they expose. And they can expose anytime, anything, in anywhere. And this is, for me, a very strange part, because everything is fictive. And on the other side, we have like laws like CISPA, and this, all this ACTA and SHITA and... these laws, even in France, the download is punished like mad. For me, I experienced that firsthand for the download as a musician. And from the beginning, I support the download fully. And in a sense that you have to give stuff free for download, that the people can make the difference. For the download, what happened also, music download or the film download, that the companies, they want get stay so long in that CD format that they knew that as soon as the music get downloaded, they win way less money on it. We have to know that if you buy a CD for $30, that the artist, if he get $1 back on his account, is a lot. That is the pure reality. So I think if somebody download a song for $1, let's say $1.50, or I don't know how much it is, maybe even for $1, if he gets 70 cents, is way better So it gets way better for the artists, but of course, today they have other contracts that they even for the download you don't get that as artists. But individually you can get it. But it's just the problem that as soon as you get to in a label or so, they will take a lot of money out of it, and they want to keep that CD format so long because they had so much money on that CD, and they say it's because of distribution, it's because of the transport, blah blah, and that's not true, because if you had a CD of anybody in Switzerland, they printed in Switzerland, so they only sent the file for the fabrication and the CD was printed in Switzerland. It's not that they transported from US to Switzerland to sell the CD. So this is the whole rubbish they try to keep on and on and on. And as long as they could, instead to make legal download platforms like the one that are known today. And if the companies would come way earlier with this kind of way of doing, we would not have that amount of download. The problem also that was that a lot of music was not even, you could not go to a shop and get it. The old music or bands who are not known, you cannot buy it in the shop. Today it's finished. If you go in a music store, depends where, but of most of the places you find shit. You find the top 10 and that's it. You have it even in a gas station, and that is the music today. So you have to get downloaded, and of course, if you are not known, you are not exposed, you don't have a real release of your album. That is also a thing. We had to fight that like an iTunes release was like a real release instead, that you have it really on CD. It's only if you send them the CD in the office, in the media, that you have a real CD, but they don't even listen to it. They don't listen to it. You see, like the promoters, any band who think that they have to send them 10 songs, you can send one or two songs. They listen 10 seconds of it. And if they really like it, you can still send them more. But the people don't listen to these things. They listen to somebody who tell them, oh, this band is really good and bring a lot of people and therefore a lot of money. And of course, we are coming back to the money. And I just think that a society based on profit creates just more people who have to lose more, that the ones who get profit out of it get more. So in this way, also, we have to think about new ways of handling the whole resources. I say a resource-based society, that is for me the solution, because then we would see what is around, share it, and then we would need a management to bring the resources on the right place. That is all what we need. That is how I could call a government who could replace the actual one, is a management of resources. Then to make things more ideas to how to build cities or streets or transportation and all these things, we need smart people. I would say we need philosophers who can really think what is finally not making harm and how we can do less harm as possible if we create a road, a railway, ships and all these kind of things. Most important for, I think, anybody is to find that he thinks until the end and you see his possible way what he can do with it. That don't mean that if it makes you trouble that you cannot use the car, don't go with the horse, maybe. If you can do it with the horse, do it with the horse, with the bike, with anything that you can. If it's possible, try to do it. I think myself, I could just say what hangs me to the system is the electricity and the gas. And the rest, I think, with of course, a lot of work, we could manage ourselves. With the time, Because you can have food, you can also exchange with the people around eggs against some salad or anything like that. That's not a problem, but that is to reduce the electricity, of course. But it's the same with the solar panel. The solar panel, they produce now approximately 10% profit of electricity. 7 years ago, the solar panel did produce exactly more of it. I would say to produce a solar panel, you need 100% of electricity, poison material, and so on. And the electricity that you could produce with the solar panel did not cover the energy that you used to produce it. So I had my solar panel, but I saw already after half a year, it went from maybe 80% to 30% on my solar panel. So the solar panel itself could never cover the energy that was used to build it. Today, we are on 10 to 30% plus. That means after a while, you also need to change the solar panels because the solar panel will not produce anymore the same energy that it comes from the beginning. So, of course, it is a solution to have free electricity when you are somewhere. But it's just like if we come back to the do not harm, we also have to take that in consideration, that stuff to produce it need more energy than what they can produce for yourself then. Nature produces so much more, like with wind or so. But also, I have a windmill. I was not able to install it now. But also, maybe I will not be able until the thing break in pieces because of a too heavy wind or anything else. I don't know if it will produce enough electricity to cover the energy to build it. And these kind of questions are very important, that we are not losing on the wrong way, at least. But also be conscious on what you are doing, on what we are eating, on what we are supporting. Like here in the city, they support like projects to rebuild a place or something like that, but they don't know that this money should be used for artists, for people around, for farmers, for simple things, and that is all the money that is gone then. So if you remake the place with spacey light and stuff and blah blah, there a lot of money get lost also. And for that, I think it's very important to remember what are the basics are, but I would say the most important in this time of really heavy tension, of fear mongering with Third World War and blah blah, and putting down internet and locking down this and that, we have to stay peaceful, we have to stay positive, we have to increase the energy even more, and as hard it is. And what Bashar is saying is circumstances don't matter, only state of mind matter. So what is going on in our head is the most important, because we are on a soul journey, and our soul just make experience. So let's make party with our experience. I think we are on the end of the show, and we have one song to play. And this song is Sometimes to Realize. See you next week. Thanks for listening.